Live from New York City, it's the Gary Knowles Show.
He came from somewhere back in how long ago. The sound of every fool don't see, trying hard to recreate what had yet to be created.
And now, your host, Gary Knowles.
Everyone, I'm Gary Knoll. Nice to have you with us today. We're going to learn about curcumins, and specifically curcuminoids, and how they can reduce the symptoms of ulcerative colitis and improve your overall well-being, our in University Medical Sciences. We have about 14 really good studies to share with you today. Then we have some interesting discussion pieces. All of these are open for you to be able to call in and share your points of view. For example, how big food and big pharma are killing us for profit. And this is a phenomenon I'm seeing more and more. Just recently, mainstream, regular medical doctors, almost all board certified, and scientists are coming out and criticizing the mainstream medical and scientific paradigm. It is a shift I have not seen in my entire career. I'm seeing it now. That's good news. Also, we're going to play a clip about the 5G cell network and mind control. Plus, Professor Barry, that's B-A-R-R-I-E, Trower, T-R-O-W-E-R, one of the world's foremost authorities on electromagnetic frequencies, is going to give us the first of 14 separate minute-and-a-half clips on the dangers of all kinds of these portable devices, laptops, Wi-Fi, cell phones, computers, all of it, and how it will irreparably damage your DNA from non-ionizing radiation. And then something I thought you would appreciate. I'm always asked about, where do I get started? I'm at a point in my life, Gary, where I'm making time for me. Okay, what do you want to do for you? I'd like to do some gardening, for example, or exercise, or juice, or maybe create a recipe. Whatever a person now is deciding to do, and for whatever reason they're choosing to do it, they frequently ask for some advice, some guidance. So today I'm taking you into my garden. You're going to see hands in the soil, down there looking at vegetables, but there's a history behind each one of those things, and you're going to see it. It'll be an interesting clip. And each day I'm going to play a little different clip. Some are 4 minutes, 8 minutes, not long. But they'll show you what is possible from soil to seed to salad. And so therefore we can gain something. Just basic, practical, good advice, especially in light of what former Mayor Bloomberg said about people who are in farming have less gray matter. It was a really condescending and arrogant remark about the insignificance of farming. Okay, well, if that's his view, I guess when you are worth almost $50 billion, one of the world's wealthiest human beings, you can be as snide or arrogant as you choose to be. But let us remember, there are people in this world who he is mocking and ridiculing because they're not hip, they're not into what is happening now. They're lost in this old way of doing business. Well, would you call Rudolf Steiner's way of gardening out of date? Would you call the Aborigines out of date? Would you call the people, the Bushmen of the Kalahari, who you would never know they were in a place because they never take everything there? They will even fill oyster eggs with water and bury them in specific places with little signs that the water is under here for the next person that they will never see. That's a spiritual connection. If there's a lot of fruit on a tree, or nuts, or berries, they'll only take what they need. So are these people not hip because they're not connected to the technologies? Are people living in a town in Pennsylvania, an Italian group that came over in 1909, 11 men and one young boy, and have one of the healthiest communities in the world, one of the longest-lived communities in the world, who are dying of actual aging and not diseases of aging, but they're not into television and computers the way other people are. So before you condemn someone, remember what Dwight Eisenhower said, the last enlightened president. Farming looks mighty easy when your plow is a pencil and you're 1,000 miles from the cornfield. As a certified organic farmer, as the person who created the first organic farm in New York State, the Fertiller Farm, and a teaching farm, where at least 15,000 individuals in New York City over 14 years came up, generally during the summer, frequently just on the weekends, and learned about conservation, vegan animal husbandry, how to rescue animals, give them love, and find homes for life or let them go back in the wild. As someone who knows what it's like to see concepts that people said couldn't happen, even when I came to Florida in 1996. I went to a local health food store and there was no organic produce. I said, why don't you have any local? Well, it's summertime. There's nothing here in the way of organic produce in May, June, July, August, and September. Why not? Too hot. Too hot? Too hot. You can grow food in any weather. No, you can't. So he told me about a person up in Fort Myers. I went up to see this person. It was kind of a dingy place, but that's the place where people got their produce. Guy was a nice guy, and he just simply said, don't even bother trying to grow anything. The insects are going to eat it, and the sun's going to burn it out. Okay, that's their reality. There's nothing going to help this patient because we've given him chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery, so we've sent him to hospice care with a prescription for opiates. Okay. 5 years later, that same person is alive and well without cancer. Gee, you mean there's more than one reality? Yes. So you're going to see today, it is the middle of July, and you see an abundance of organic produce growing. How's that possible? Common sense and ingenuity, something that a lot of farmers were able to survive and thrive because they engaged in. It was only when they bought into the corporate model of mono farming, a single crop, we'll guarantee you $3 a basket for wheat or corn or soy. But right now we grow 80 different things, and we don't grow everything. We rotate our crops. We rest our soil. No, you want to be able to get your money. You don't have to work all year. And starting in the late 19-teens, that became industrial agriculture. The very thing Mike Bloomberg and others who've never grown anything in their life except an ego don't understand. For those of us who live on farms, I've lived on a farm or ranch for 50 years, you get humble. Show me a single person that goes out and socializes. Now show me a mother that changes diapers, has three kids, and goes out and socializes. You'll get two completely different energies. I prefer the energy of the person who's been humbled by the reality of taking care of others and seeing the hardships, the challenges, the crisis that you got to go through, on which you become stronger. Farming does that to you. It makes you stronger. So that's also on today's menu. And you'll have a chance to call in and share your points of view. First up, most of the people in this audience know that I support the use of curcumin, C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N. According to this study, if you suffer from ulcerative colitis, which millions of people do, a simple natural food supplement has been shown to significantly enhance well-being and reduce the difficulty of bathroom urgency that often comes along with ulcerative colitis. And it's turmeric, T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C. And it's an aromatic spice, and it's long been recognized as a traditional plant medicine, with many of its applications derived from potent and well-documented anti-inflammatory effects. So, in fact, if you look at the scientific literature, there are thousands of studies showing hundreds of potential health benefits from this ancient Indian spice. Now, turmeric, scientific name curcuma, C-U-R-C-U-M-A, longa, L-O-N-G-A, is a member of the ginger plant family, and curcuminoids are active organic chemical compounds known as polyphenols. Within turmeric, curcumin is believed to be the primary curcuminoid, imparting the spice's distinctive yellow color and many of its beneficial properties. It is phenomenal for arthritis, anxiety, and hyperlipidemia, metabolic syndrome, and it turns off inflammation like nothing else. Well, there's one other thing, black cumin seed oil, but those two are at the top of the list. It improves your gut microbiome. That's the good bacteria residing in the gut. And there's thousands of peer-reviewed studies on it. So it's not just folk wisdom. It's something that also can be used by everyone today. From Tulane University, their Obesity Research Center, they've just published an article in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, and it says reducing animal product intake and following a primarily plant-based diet can decrease your risk of heart disease by minimizing the adverse effects of gut microbiome associated with increased risk of coronary heart disease. Let's just do a little primer because people are tuning in for the first time. The body's gut microbiota is comprised of a series of microbes that play an important role in our metabolism, our nutrient absorption, our energy levels, and our immune response. A gut microbiota-related metabolite, known as trimethylamine N-oxide, or TMAO, is produced when our gut bacteria digest nutrients commonly found in animal products like red meat. It has been connected to an increased heart attack and increase in coronary heart disease risk. So maintaining a healthy vegan and vegetarian diet has been found to reduce the amount of TMAO produced in the body. So we understand the science of it. Now you look at the Nurses' Health Study, which is a prospective cohort study of 121,701 female registered nurses, 35 to 55, and they've been keeping their diaries about all their health habits. And it was shown that those women who embraced a plant-based diet, eschewing meat, had a tremendous increase in reducing body fat, what is called BMI or body mass index, helping prevent heart attacks, breast cancer, and diabetes. So it works. But to compound that positive effect, the University College Cork, C-O-R-K, which is in Southern Ireland, beautiful community, by the way, and very warm. It gets the swing around of the Gulf Stream. So they have actually seen palm trees growing in Southern Ireland, not Northern. This was also done at the University of Clermont in France and Bologna in Italy. And they found that the Mediterranean diet promotes gut bacteria linked to healthy aging. So that's important, and especially in older people. And that's really important because we engage in ageism. It's terrible how much ageism exists in the United States, where the older you are, the less desirable you are. I was once counseling a very popular singer. He was on the Rush, and he was going on tour, and he had some health issues. So I said, sure, come in, I'll be happy to help you. He must have had 10 big hits. And I said, how's it going? He said, well, if I could get my health back, it would be a lot better, but there's something else that I'm finally having to deal with. And I said, what's that? He said, I can no longer get the record deals. I can no longer get booked except for these, golden oldie tours. And I'm not that old. He was in his 40s at the time. And he looked terrific, sounded great. In fact, I went to see him at the Beacon Theater. His voice was right there. He had all those high notes that he was famous for. He said, but I'm finding that there's a lot of hidden, non-spoken about discrimination. Everybody wants the new flavor because that's where you can get the most money. Get someone at the beginning of their career instead of late in their career, or who has a career that's been stalled and you have to start over. And they'll explain, well, we can't get the producers and the new writers to work on new material because the tendency is that people like to remember a singer for what they did at a certain time in life, making music that people associate with. So no matter how old you are, you're always going to remember those songs, your first love or romance, and things that were remarkable to you. So we had this long conversation, and he just talked and talked. He needed to talk, so fine. For an hour and a half, 2 hours, he just spoke, and I just listened. And then he said, now imagine that you've written new songs, and you've gone in and on your own, you've paid to have these produced, and you send them to your agent, and then you find out your agent never listened to them because they're marketing younger people to a different generation. They feel that the older generation does not support new material that is a different sound than what they were used to and accepted 10, 20, 30, 40 years before. And that's actually correct. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to the Beacon Theater on Broadway and saw Hall & Oates and Little Anthony and Imperials, all these really fine artists. But they had their moment and it's gone. Who says because you have a moment, it has to be gone? I'm going to ask Jesse, could you find that clip yet of that person where I posted it on my, at least I made an effort to post it on my website. I don't know if it actually got there. And if it did, I'd like to play that later on in the show. We'll try to find it. Because this is just one example of ageism. Can't find it? Okay. We'll find it at some point. Because it's an older man, I'm guessing he's around 75. And it's one of those shows where someone's got talent or something like that, and they're all sitting in these seats that turn around, but they're facing opposite the performer, and then if they like the performer, they push a button and turn around. And it's an African-American gentleman. And if you close your eyes, you would think you were listening to the Righteous Brothers 40 years ago singing Unchained Melody. It was perfect. I mean perfection. And they all turned around and were all surprised. Who says because you reach a certain age that you have to decline? Who says that? Would you have said that to Picasso, who would go to sleep in front of his easel because he wanted to keep the passion and energy and focus and image of what he was trying to create right there and wake up and paint and then lay back down again? Would you say that to Hemingway, Thomas Wolfe, Virginia Woolf, because they could no longer write when some of their finest writing occurred later in their life and based upon their crisis and tragedies and triumphs, they wrote some extraordinarily interesting pieces? Would you say that to the great philosophers like Bertrand Russell? Would you go back in time and say that Maimonides, Eurydicles, Sophocles, Socrates, Aristotle should have stopped when they were 30 years old? No, you wouldn't. But that's exactly what we do today, and we shouldn't. Anyhow, I just thought I'd share that with you because it resonated with me that here we're looking at, and this all came because I switched him from a meat to a vegetable-based diet. And I followed his career. He never had a renewal of his career. But he did get his health back, and that's good. So anyhow, the vegan diet helps you with that. But think of the people who think I can't change because it's expected of me to stay with this diet. My relationship is based upon how we socialize, where we go to dinner, who we go to eat dinner with. And so we don't think we have the freedom to change to the degree that is necessary for us to get the results that we deserve. Also, South Korea says it's successfully treating coronavirus with natural oxygen therapy. This is from the Health Ministry of South Korea, and they're using what we used to use at the Tri-State Healing Center, oxygen therapy. We found that direct ozone will make a big difference, but oxygen therapy also works. I would do a combination of both, because high levels of oxygen are not compatible with disease. Oxygen therapy is efficiently saturates the patient's body with oxygen by delivering high doses of it, and that can help cancer patients. We did that all the time, especially with critically ill patients with AIDS. We should be trying that here. And by the way, the Chinese have said they've got 24,000 patients starting intravenous vitamin C therapy. If anyone in this audience speaks Chinese, and I'm sure they do, and if anyone has any political connections, please send a note to the Ministry of Health in China that we used 100,000 to 200,000 milligrams over a period of time and building up to that level, and we're able to knock out herpes 1, 2, and 6, hepatitis, B and C, HIV, cytomegalovirus, all the viruses we could knock out of a person's body. And we proved it in thousands of patients. So they're doing it at too low a dose. They've got to up the dose. Now, I've written articles on this, published in the Townsend Letter for Doctors, a highly respected publication. I published over 60 articles in there over the years, mostly based upon my own clinical experience. So we could provide the documentation for a combination of intravenous vitamin C and intravenous ozone. 3 days a week for the vitamin C, 2 days a week for the ozone on alternating days, and see if that wouldn't help. Also, finally, from Pontifical University in Spain, exploring why mindfulness meditation has positive mental health outcomes. So what's this mean? It means that over the past few decades, mindfulness meditation has become increasingly popular, particularly as a tool to reduce stress or anxiety and gain a greater sense of well-being. And while many empirical studies have confirmed that regular meditation, especially mindfulness meditation, can have beneficial effects on people's mental health, they don't always know the mechanism, the underpinning causal factors. But the Pontifical University in Spain has recently carried out a study aimed at uncovering some of the reasons why mindfulness meditation can improve people's psychological health and well-being. And by the way, their paper was published in the highly respected Journal of Clinical Psychology, and it identifies three main factors that could be associated with the observed mental health benefits of mindfulness practice. And they say that it can produce positive change. And after reviewing the contributions of previous research on the field, they found three variables that can play an important role. The capacity for self-compassion, stop beating up on yourself, start to love yourself. Experiencing that life has meaning, not just the meaning you've been told is your meaning, but discovering your own meaning. That is, that there are valuable and important things in life that you're never too old to engage in, and valuable objectives to pursue right up to your death date. And finally, reducing the extent to which a person avoids thoughts and emotions or experiences that may be unpleasant but are part of their life. So, good for them, doing a unique study and contributing to our understanding. Oh, and by the way, vitamin C, well, I don't have enough time. It's just another good study from the University of Helsinki, which is in Finland, about vitamin C. Shortened the recovery time of critical care patients, and that's good. And this was published in the Journal of Intensive Care. Just one more positive study on that. And also, TCM, made from bitter orange and gardenia, has strong anti-inflammatory properties from Zi Xing University in China, published in the Chinese Journal of Natural Medicine. So that's something I'll talk more about. Three different herbs traditionally used in to treat insomnia, peptic ulcer, pneumonia, and hypertension. And here they significantly turned off inflammation. And that's important because we all need less inflammation in our body. Gardenia fruit and soybean and bitter orange. So you've got the latest on health and healing. And also aloe vera was used on patients who have undergone radiation therapy for cancer. This is from St. John Fisher's College of New York. And they found that it made a big difference in helping those who had undergone radiation therapy for treatment of cancer. And by the way, aloe vera should be used on a regular basis because of the prevention and treatment of the digestive problems in our body. The mucopolysaccharides are extremely helpful when they get into our body. That's the latest on health and healing. We are 26 minutes into our program. I'm Gary Nall. We're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, before we go to the break, Jesse, thank you. Jesse runs Progressive Radio Network. Jesse's going to play that clip. Now, mind you, you're going to watch it if you go to the channel. You can watch everything by going to youtube.com/PRNFM, youtube.com/PRNFM. And here's that gentleman. Close your eyes, and would you guess that he is as old as he is? We couldn't show it because NBC has a copyright on it. But that gives you an idea that before you judge someone based upon their age, understand the strength, the power of our energies if we keep mastering life instead of taking that shortcut to where we feel entitled to do nothing anymore, create nothing anymore, be responsible for nothing anymore because I did my time. Life isn't a prison sentence to which you're now given a furlough at a certain age. You should have the dynamic curiosity and effervescence of a three-year-old wanting to explore everything. Now we'll take our break. Be right back. Please stay with us.
And I am all alone. There is no one here beside me, and my problems have all gone. There is no one to deride me, but you got to have friends. The feelings are so strong. You got to have friends.
That's Bette Miller singing You Got to Have Friends. The author of that was a very close friend of mine. He just passed this weekend at 70, I think it was 75 or 76, Buzzy Linhart. There was a young guy in my audience back in 1970. He stayed till everyone had their question, and he didn't have one question, he had a lot of questions. He kept coming back to lectures, probably came back to 10 lectures. I was doing 2 lectures a day back then. And I just found him to be a fascinating person. He kind of reminded me of Hans Hall of the Bowery Boys, that look. And he had this exuberance to want to know everything. And he was a songwriter, he was a musician, and he had several hits. He wrote a lot of hit records for a lot of other people, including that one you just heard, Bette Midler. And so he started to hang around where I was doing my work, and I said, well, if you want to see what I do, he said, what do you do it a day? I said, well, okay, 4 o'clock in the morning, meet me at 81st and Broadway. 4 o'clock in the morning? I said, yeah. So he showed up, and I had the whole top of the Staples building. Here was one room where I had 50 health food pushcarts that I invented. Here comes the sun. And I was making orange juice and sandwiches and nuts packages and all. Instead of having an unhealthy food cart on the streets of New York, I wanted a health food pushcart. And I did. It was the first in the city. I got the city permits and went down to the Bowery. And I also had the... So first we started there, and then what are these other big rooms? Well, that's where artists stay. And we open the door, and there are like 10 artists staying in there. Where they come from? Well, I went down to St. Mark's Place, and they were hanging out, doing their artwork. I found that they were extremely creative, but they just didn't have a break. Why not give a person a break? If you got a gift, give a gift. So he would later meet him and socialize with him. And then there was another room where I did all my lectures every week. And then another lecture where all these wonderful psychologists, psychiatrists, psychotherapists, Elaine Kahn, Alan Putterman, Donald Mullins from the Albert Ellis Center, Morton Jacobs, all these people would come and practice their therapies there, new and cutting edge. It was exciting. And then we went up to the Fertile Earth Restaurant, 108th and Broadway, and made sure that the day's menu, there were 2 dishes, that's it. A whole restaurant. 2 entrees, 2 soups, 2 salads, 2 desserts. And then he'd meet the farmer, who was a farmer of the Fertiler Farm I had upstate New York, who would bring down the fresh produce and everything, the homemade French brick oven breads, etc. And then over to the laboratory at the Institute of Applied Biology to see all the work being done. And then the radio show. And counseling people. So he got to see my world, writing books and articles, doing investigations, etc. And about 6 months later, he said that he was going through a little rough patch. And I got to know him well enough by that time. I said, okay, I'll give you a room to stay in. I had 4 bedrooms. I had a large apartment. I let him stay there for a couple of years. And he, you'd see him over at the Fertiler restaurant on the east side, uptown. He was just one of the most uniquely creative, interesting human beings I'd ever met. And I found him always to have a smile, but always curious, always questions. Anyhow, he then one day took off for the West Coast and never saw him again. Spoke to him a couple of years later on the phone when a friend stopped me on the street and says, hey, and, you know, how's Buzzy? And I said, I don't know. I haven't heard from Buzzy. So I got him on the phone. We had a conversation. He said he was doing well. So, it's been a long time since I saw Buzzy Linhart, probably 40 years, longer. But he was one of those people that you never forget when he was in your life. So, Buzzy, rest in peace. Now, also, another friend of mine, and just sent over a notice that she has just got the cover of a highly respected publication, Art in America. This is one of the top art journals in all of America, and she's the cover. She's Susan Crile, C-R-I-L-E. Her brother was a producer and helped But this goes way back to the early 1970s, an article on Lawrence Burton I'd done that became a feature on 60 Minutes. He would later write Charlie Wilson's War, which was a movie with Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts. But Susan is one of those people, I'm guessing she's around 80, and she's dynamically intelligent, creative, has art showings all over the world. So Susan Kreil, congratulations on making the cover of Art in America. I posted it so other people could take a look. We have a lot of unique people in this audience, and I'm always happy to give that any insights and any information I can give about the people in this audience who are doing well. Let me know. You know, I'd like to be able to brag on you. You deserve it. All right? Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to play you a clip. Now, this clip is from Dr. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, Trower. He is one of the world's leading authorities on electromagnetic pulses and non-ionizing radiation, how damaging it is. And that's what they're promoting the dickens out of on all of the television networks, 5G, 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 without telling you that they've never done a single study. Not a single study has the industry done or the FCC demanded, showing you how toxic this is. This is going to cause massive amounts of environmental illness, which American medicine, like they did with Gulf War syndrome or chronic fatigue syndrome, they will refuse to acknowledge as legitimate until hundreds of millions of people around the world have been adversely affected. We already have 10,000 studies showing how damaging it is. So listen to this short minute, 40-second piece.
Adults are born with all of the eggs they need in their ovaries at birth, their immature eggs. Now, if you're sitting with a transmitter in your lap, and that transmitter is transmitting through your ovaries, and the microwaves are genotoxic, there is a possibility that the microwaves can affect the genetic structure within the eggs. Now, the problem here is that the mitochondrial DNA, the genes inside the ovaries, is irreparable. So if you have a little girl who damages through this mechanism the genetic structure in one of her eggs, and she has a daughter, that daughter will carry that genetic problem. It is irreparable. And her daughter will carry that genetic problem because it's irreparable. And every female forever along that line will carry that genetic problem. It is irreparable.
Okay, do you hear what he said? It's irreparable. Think of all the women and men, well, in this case, women, who are traveling on a plane and put their laptop in their lap, or in bed at night, put their laptop in their lap. Very dangerous, especially if you intend to become pregnant or are pregnant. So please understand you have been lied to on this, and we want to inform you. All right? I'm going to do 14 of these clips, a different one each day. By the way, tonight on the Progressive Radio Network, you don't want to miss this. This will be one of those conversations with remarkable minds, the collapse of the American empire, and understanding and navigating through the rapid reordering of our world in conflict. My guest from Spain, Professor Johan Galtung, G-A-L-T-U-N-G. He's just one of the most powerful minds on the planet. He's a Norwegian mathematician, sociologist, political scientist, and founder of the discipline of peace studies. In 1959, he founded the International Peace Research Institute in Oslo, the world's first academic research center focused on peace meditation studies. He's taught in universities all over the world. And today, over 500 universities teach peace studies based upon his pioneering work. So you're going to hear a remarkable mind tonight at 6 o'clock. So put it on your schedule. Now, I've still got another video to play you. And if you'd like to call in about anything I've discussed or anything you've heard up to this point, our talkback number is 888-874-4888. 888-874-4888. But I also want to say that we have a phenomenal special. There's an $85 savings on this special. It's a very important product. It's the de-stress, it's stress relief powder. It's stress relief stuff. It's a powder, and I formulated it. You're getting with it De-Stress Naturally DVD. You're also getting something you have not gotten, a book. And there's no other place to get this book because I wanted to offer it exclusively to this audience. It's a wonderful book called Reboot Your Brain. So everything you need to know to help you in rebooting your brain is in here. And you get all this together, not for over $135, but $49.95. How about that? That's a huge saving, 75% or more. What's in stress relief stuff? Curcumin, 5-hydroxytryptophan, vitamin C, green tea extract, L-theanine, magnolia bark extract, chamomile extract, xanthine, lutein, inulin, malic acid, beet powder, luhan, orange crystal, GABA, inositol, L-tyrosine, zinc, melatonin, psyllium, Nutrifusion, which is spinach, broccoli, carrots, beets, tomatoes, shiitake mushrooms, apples, cranberries, cherries, oranges, blueberries, and strawberries. Quite simply, it's one of the most powerful, beneficial inventions I've ever come up with. Stress relief, and it's delicious tasting. Tastes like orange juice. So it's got everything, and you take this anytime you're feeling stressed, once, twice a day, and see the difference that it makes. Because we're all facing stress, all of us. All of us have different types of stresses. Even people who shouldn't, we think, have stress, have stress. So this is a natural, non-toxic piece of the puzzle to help you. All right? And you're getting a huge discount on this, just huge. Yes, I believe in quantum qigong, mindfulness, hypnosis, neuro-linguistics, meditation, herbal medicine, massage, diet, exercise. All of those are important. But what if those don't bring you the relief you need? Then there's no reason you shouldn't try stress relief stuff. Because we all need it at some time. It's only $49. Call this number right now, because you're also going to get the book, Reboot Your Brain. That's a powerful book. And it's part of this. And you're also going to get the award-winning documentary, De-Stress Naturally, showing you all the different ways of de-stressing. So it's a whole package to help you. $49. You're saving, actual saving, what are you saving here? $85. How about that? You got a gift, you give a gift. This is your gift for today. Call 877-627-5065. 877-627-5065. Either Diane or Sandy will pick up. 877-627-5065. And this is while quantities last. All right? We're backed up on our production, so we only have about 244 bottles at this time. But I wanted to do something very special for the audience today, so this is it, okay? You get a phenomenal special. Save $84. 877-627-5065. Now, we're going to play you a clip of The Art of Health. I'm in the garden. Everything I'm showing you, you can do in your backyard. You can do in a community garden. This is a primer for everyone who wants to see how much fun, creativity, and self-sufficiency and sustainability can come from putting your hands in the soil. And by the way, this one you can watch.
Let's focus upon something that's rarely discussed, the spiritual significance of gardening. All over the world, people are gardening, in part because they have to. It's the way they get food to eat. But a lot of times people are gardening because it relaxes them, it de-stresses them. I grew up in a small community in West Virginia. I lived in a little house in the town, but also right outside of town there was a farm, the McConnell Farm, and my family were friends with the McConnells, and I lived there every summer, and I grew up milking cows and working in the gardens. And my whole life thereafter, I've always had a farm, always. Upstate New York near Woodstock, down in Texas, Gene Autry's old place down in Tioga, Texas, and now here in Florida. I love it because I'm away from the hecticness. I enjoy the energy of New York City. I live there too. I write every day. I broadcast every day. I teach every day. I counsel terminally ill patients every day. But then I have to get my own balance. So I come here, and when I'm here in the garden, and I'm planting seeds, and I'm nurturing the soil, and I'm planting shrubs and trees and flowering vines, my spiritual energy is enhanced. I can then go back to New York or wherever I'm traveling and even have more energy to give, and that's why it's so important. We all need hobbies, and sometimes we get so busy we forget the significance of hobbies. Well, gardening, whether it's shrubs, trees, miniature dwarfs, bonsais, fruits, vegetables, herbs, seasonings, or spices, or flowers, they're all nice hobbies. And you get the reward of seeing them grow, enjoying them, eating them, the aesthetics, that your energy and their energy combines to make something wonderful happen. Now, I'm passionate about horticulture. I'm passionate because it calms my soul. The hours I spend in the nursery are peaceful and enlightening. And what I want to do is I want to show you how easy it is for you to grow anything that you want, anything. When I first moved to this property, I was told you can't grow anything here. In fact, there were only two trees, no grass, all woods or sand on this property. Today, there are over 700 palm trees. There are over 20,000 flowering shrubs. There's everything growing and filled with life and energy and the abundance of nature because I was patient. I didn't go to the landscape architects. I couldn't afford it. I just went out and found out where they bought their plants. I'll give you a little story. I asked a guy, a landscaper, how much does it cost to plant a palm tree, a royal palm? He sold about $3,000. I said, wow, that's a lot of money. And he said, yeah, well, that's it. So I just asked around and I found out, where do the people buy their, landscapers buy their trees? All over in Homestead, Florida, south of Miami, about a half hour. So I drove over there. So here's a whole plantation. So I said, how much if I bought a palm tree? He says, $300. What if I bought 50 palm trees? $100, is that too much? I said, no, I got a flatbed truck, drove them over, dug my holes, put an enormous amount of topsoil in, and now I've got a $3,000 palm tree that cost me $100. You can do things for yourself. Don't feel that you're limited by what other people tell you. No one around me, no, none of my neighbors are growing lettuce in the summertime. Look, I'm growing all kinds of lettuce, cabbage and kale, and the best, I'm growing the best tasty basil, lemon basil, lime basil, cinnamon basil, anise basil. All right? They said you couldn't do this. I'm growing peaches and cherries, three types of cherries, and I've had three crops this year. Pineapples. Yeah. I'm growing, and by the way, a little trick. If nothing else, this is something that's a lot of fun. I was growing lettuce upstate New York in the middle of the winter when it was 3 foot of snow. I simply made a square foot. Now, this is a 4 foot by 4 foot square. You could just build a square box. That's it. You put an insulation, aluminum insulation on the inside, and then you build it up 1 foot of topsoil, right? You put a lid on it with a light bulb under it. You can grow anything green right in the middle of the winter, right in the middle of a storm. It's going to stay at about 100 degrees under there. Well, what I did was I was growing lettuce, 4 foot square. I do what is called intensive planting. Instead of going by the directions on the bag, they say, all right, here's a bag right here. And by the way, I always store them in a plastic container. The rats won't get to them. These are cucumbers. It says 58 days it's going to grow. And then it says to grow them, tells you how many, it says 2 to 3 seeds at a time. That's because if one seed might not germinate. And it says to keep them about 18 inches apart. No, I put them real close together. It's intense. So therefore, when they start to come up, I transplant them. When they're about this high, I take them out and put them in a bigger plot. Now, this is what I do. Here's the trick. Never pull a head of lettuce out of the ground. Everyone else in the world takes a whole head of lettuce out. No. Take a scissors and cut the outside leaves like this. Maybe one here, maybe one here. Then from this plant, take one here. And from this plant, take one here. Now what happens is, you've got your leaves from different plants for salad, it'll grow back. I had the same head of lettuce growing for a year. A year. One little square. Someone else had it all been gone in 1 week. So pick the outer leaves of everything. And also, we've been told traditionally that when a plant bolts, meaning when it gets too high and a stem comes up, well, then it's time to pull it out of the ground. Not true. Cut it with the scissors at the bottom and pull the leaves. It'll keep growing and it'll be fresh and sweet again. For instance, this is a bolded plant right here. And I simply cut the outer leaves and it starts over again. The soil's important. I get rich soil, at least 4 to 6 inches of soil. I put fish emulsion on it. I pH balance it. I give it the minerals it needs. I water it. And then I line up my seeds and I have categories. I'll have lettuces, all types. I'll have carrots. There's carrots growing back here. This is all basil. You can grow anything in a little tiny plot. Remember, the garden reflects your personality. So if you want more flowers, plant flowers. If you want to have, if you want to acquire, let's say some root vegetables, they're going to take longer. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. But it starts with passion. You're not limited. Do whatever you want to do. And then feel the energy come in. When I get up after having my hands in the soil and planting, I feel good about life. I don't need a tranquilizer. I don't need anything that's artificial because I've had what's real. And what's real is what's authentic. And the authentic connects me to my spiritual being. And it will you too. Let's talk about the healthiest vegetables that you can grow in your garden. Now, whether you're growing a very small square foot garden, indoor, outdoor, you should ask yourself, what is it I want to grow and why? Now, I'm going to give you an idea of some things. It's just an idea of what you can grow that's fun, that takes an average about, I'm going to say an average about 55 days. And here's what you do. First, you prepare your soil nicely, measure the pH in it, get the minerals in it, get natural materials in it. By the way, cow manure and chicken manure and horse manure, they're great. In fact, anytime you have a horse farm near you, go and ask them, can you take away the manure? That manure enriches the soil, especially after about a year, even 2 years, even better. Now, this is a real easy thing to grow. It's an onion. I have onions growing right here. In fact, you can't see it this moment, but you'll see it in a little bit. We have probably 100 variety of things growing. I have over 100 different types of lettuce I grow. Could you imagine making a salad with 100 different leaves of lettuce? The onion is special because it has its own natural insecticide built in. This is very hardy. Now, the onion is going to lower your blood pressure. It has anti-parasite, anti-bacteria. Almost everyone has some form of bacteria in their throat, strep or staph. This helps kill that. So growing onions, eating onions, great for you. And they're butterflies. By the way, I don't know if you just saw that butterfly flew by me, but that butterfly means that there's no pesticides here. Bumblebees and butterflies don't do well where there is pesticides, and I have bees too. I have bumblebees and butterflies. Tomatoes, easy to grow. The key to growing tomatoes is always start with wire hoops. Now you can buy them or you can make them. And you make some wire hoops or wire baskets so that when they vine, they're vining up over the basket. So they're not sitting on the ground. Tomatoes that sit on the ground tend to mold or rot underneath or get bruised. As long as they're up, they're getting air. What you want to know in your plants is they need air to circulate. All right, tomatoes, lycopene, anti-breast cancer, anti-prostate cancer. If every woman in America had this amount of tomatoes every day, well, you could easily do by juicing it. That's this amount of tomatoes will give you one 14-ounce glass of tomato juice. You could help prevent breast cancer. Men, you could help prevent prostate cancer. potatoes. People fear potatoes. Don't fear potatoes. Potatoes are great. Russet potatoes, yellow, gold, purple, they're all rich in alpha-lipoic acid, and alpha-lipoic acid is good for you. It's one of the best antioxidants you can have. It helps protect your skin, your eyes, your brain, your heart, and it's in the potato. Also, there's vitamin C in a potato. In fact, there's a lot of vitamin C in a potato. We think of oranges, yes, but potatoes. Carrots, right here. These are carrots. See this? This is a baby carrot plant. I got a whole bunch growing here. This becomes this in about 60 days. This, by the way, I feed to rabbits. It's very rich in nutrition. This is rich in beta-carotenes. Immune system, your lungs. If you've been a smoker or you know someone who has, carrots are very good for them. Also good fiber in here. Easy to grow, very easy. By the way, something you may not know, root vegetables like carrots, you don't have to harvest in wintertime. Carrots will stay underground, perfect, all winter long. All right? You can harvest them when you want. Celery. I have celery going down here. Celery is very rich in potassium. It's a natural diuretic. It's a great natural blood thinner. It helps prevent stroke. It's good on digestion, easy to grow. And when it grows, cut it off. And the key in any of these vegetables is get the heat out. Now what happens is if I were to harvest this lettuce right here, let's say I've got some lettuce here. I have to pull it out of the ground. By the way, I never harvest this way. I always take a leaf off. This way the leaf will grow back. I can have this growing for another year, as long as I'm giving it fish emulsion every other day and keeping that soil with new fertilizer going in. It'll grow, just like a human being. When I give it the fish emulsion, it's like giving it an IV drip of vitamin C. When I give it topsoil on a regular basis, which people never do, never. Think of the mistakes. People never nourish the soil. They do it once, boom, and do it regularly. Well, what happens is this. This is important. Anytime that you're growing something, always remember that this is where the plant gets its nourishment. See these tiny little stringy things? That's where it absorbs its nutrients. So look how much of the nutrients are there. And look, the root is going deeper. I have to have nutrients down here. So normally people only have 2 or 3 inches of good soil. I get soil down sometimes as deep as a foot if I've got bad soil. I've got sand here, so I put topsoil sometimes down a foot. So as long as this thing keeps going down, it'll keep getting nourishment. And I keep it going like this. Anyhow, when I take this, if I didn't put this in a refrigerator, it's going to get wilted. First thing you do when you harvest, dip it in cold water. Have a cold water bucket. Boom, dip it in cold water. Put some ice in there. Then put it in a spinner, spin it. Put it in a plastic bag. It'll stay for 2 weeks. Fresh, crisp. Why do you think so many people didn't buy organic food for 30 years? They go to the health food store and it'd be all wilted. They didn't know how to take the field heat out of the produce. Every time you harvest anything, take the field heat out and it will preserve itself. Now, then we have, what else I got in here? I've got, by the way, all this stuff I'm growing right here, everything you see, squash. And the nice thing about squash is very hardy. Peppers, natural anti-insecticides, peppers of all variety. And finally right here, and bok choy and lettuces. I'm growing about 200 pineapple. Here's how you grow your pineapple. You cut the top inch of the pineapple off. Oh, look at that. I just harvested this 5 seconds ago, 5 minutes ago, excuse me. Now, you always throw this away. Never throw this away. In fact, all you do is this. Watch what I do here. I got my soil. I simply scoop a little bit out, put it in, and cover it. And put water around it.
Okay. That gives you an idea. There's 4 hours involved in all that. But at least it lets you see what can be done. That everything you see I did myself, didn't take long, and it's joyful, it's fun, it's relaxing, it's de-stressing. Every day I'm going to play you a different clip of something that is meant to empower. Tools to change. no matter what your age. All right? So thank you all for listening. And don't forget, one very powerful discussion we're going to have, a conversation with Remarkable Minds, tonight at 7 o'clock on the Progressive Commentary Hour. Thank you all for listening, and have a nice day.